Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For now, Whitey Bulger's murder and racketeering trial is in the jury selection stage. That's expected to take until next week. But there's growing anticipation about the testimony of many of Bulger's former associates. Federal prosecutors will be trying to prove that Bulger ran a murderous crime ring, and WBUR's David Boeri has spent years reporting on the legal cases connected to those killings. David joins us now to review some of the people who worked most closely with Bulger and to explain the roles they played. Hi, David.
Hi, Sasha.
And first off, this ring is often referred to as the Winter Hill Gang, but federal prosecutors call it the Bulger Group. You describe it as the remnants of the Winter Hill Gang, which was a criminal organization once overseen by the mobster Howie Winter. Give us a little history here.
So Winter Hill is over in Somerville, and Howie Winter lived in Somerville. It was always a loose organization, nothing like the mafia, nowhere near as regimented, Sasha, as the mafia was. By 1980, Howie Winter is in jail. At this point, Bulger really assumes the leadership of this loosely knit gang, and he moves it. First, he stops in the north end of Lancaster Garage, where they were going to have their headquarters, but eventually it goes to South Boston. At the center of it is Bulger and Stephen Fleming, and also John Moderano, the hitman, and that's the organization.
Let's take those in pieces, because Steve Fleming, who you just mentioned, is the person often considered most closely associated with Bulger. He's also connected to most of the murders at issue in this trial. Fleming is now serving life in prison. How did Bulger and Fleming first team up?
Fleming had just come back. He had been on the run for a number of years, tipped, by the way, to flee by his FBI agent because he had been an FBI informant back in the 60s. He returns to Boston about 1974. Bulger has been back for about 10 years since getting out of prison.
Bulger was in prison for bank robbery, largely.
That's right. The two of them meet in this, again, this loose group, Winter Hill. FBI agent John Conley, who knew Bulger from childhood, recruits Bulger to become a secret top echelon informant for the FBI. 1 year later, he gets Fleming back on the books, and that is Winter Hill.
What role did Fleming play in this Bulger group?
What he offered to the FBI was far more than Bulger did, because Fleming was connected to the mafia headquartered in Boston here, the Angiulo Group, and he was close to them. There was no way in the world that a guy named Whitey Bulger could go to the North End, knock on the door of the doghouse, as Angiulo called his headquarters, and be allowed in. The only reason he was ever allowed in was because he was with Stephen Fleming. Fleming turns out to have been the best FBI informant they ever had. Conley, the FBI agent, has been accused of and found to have basically taken what Fleming gave him and attributed it to Bulger to inflate Bulger's value. Somebody that can talk about this quite a bit is a guy named Billy St. Croix. He is Stephen Fleming's son. Here's what he had to say when I talked to him recently.
I think my father was the smart one. He was the one that wanted to sit back. They were on the same level. That's how I seen it. And of course, I remember my father saying to me, I'd rather be a kingmaker than a king. He had a phenomenal reputation with the mafia. He had a very close relationship. He'd been committing murders while Jimmy was incarcerated. I mean, he had more of a legend amongst the Italians, and who at the time were, you know, who were running the rackets here. And Bulger was kind of localized, but Stevie brought everybody together.
Is Fleming expected to testify in this trial?
Oh, absolutely. He's facing a death penalty if he doesn't cooperate with the government. So he is right there, and this is going to be one of the most dramatic confrontations we see.
Right. This is expected to be quite a clash because there's dispute between the two men about these two women who were murdered. Tell us about that.
One of them, Debbie Davis, was Fleming's girlfriend. She left. The other one was his stepdaughter. He had been raping that stepdaughter since he was a child. When both of those women started talking about what they knew, that they knew the secret, that they knew these guys were talking to the FBI.
Because they overheard their men talking about these
right.
things.
That's right. Bulger decided they had to go. Separate times, he decided they had to go. According to his right-hand man, Kevin Weeks, it was Bulger who insisted they had to be killed. Fleming says he was there for both killings. He watched. He didn't do it. Bulger is expected to take the stand and say, no, I didn't kill anyone. In one of those cases, there are two witnesses that say Bulger killed a woman, and the other one, it's simply Fleming versus Bulger.
And David, Billy St. Croix, who you spoke with, has something to say about this as well.
Billy St. Croix, who happens to be the son of Stephen Fleming, a remarkable person in his own right, had something to say about this too.
When my father gets up on that stand, he's going to say that Jimmy Bulger killed Debbie Davis. And of course, Bulger's going to say that my father did those murders, committed those murders.
David, let's quickly talk about two more expected witnesses. One is John Martirano, who was also sent to prison but is now out.
That's right. He committed, by his own word, 20 murders, many of them for Bulger. He's going to testify that he committed them for Bulger, and in many of the cases, he committed them with Bulger. Bulger is said to have a great animosity right now toward Martirano. That's one of the reasons he wants to take the stand, is to settle scores. He's going to lash out at Martirano.
And another witness will be Kevin Weeks, who also served prison time. This is a man that Bulger is said to have groomed as his successor and treated like his son.
That's right. And although he's never been charged with actually killing anyone, he was present for a number of murders, and he is about to testify. This is the first time he's going to see Bulger since he saw Bulger 2 years into his run as a fugitive, and he is going to be confronting his surrogate father.
That's WBUR's David Boweri. David, thank you.
You're welcome.
And go to WBUR.org for a new section of our website called Bulger on Trial. It's designed to be the definitive guide to the Whitey Bulger trial. It will continue to grow in coming weeks and will include live blogging as the trial proceeds. If you take a look now, you'll see profiles of all 19 people allegedly murdered by Bulger and his criminal circle.